Hello, this is Shanny from Happy Hour News. This episode may contain graphic subject matter that might not be appropriate for all listeners. Be advised.
Salt of the Earth LLC is a beautiful holistic healing store located in Dickinson, North Dakota. We offer crystals, essential oils, high-quality CBD products, and even a sensory deprivation tank. Our tank has 700 pounds of Epsom salt in only 10 inches of water. The floating experience blocks out all outside distractions and lets you focus on yourself for an hour or 90 minutes. 80% of people are depleted of magnesium, and floating is a great way to get a good dose. If you suffer from anxiety, PTSD, depression, high blood pressure, insomnia, arthritis, or even fibromyalgia, floating could be beneficial for you. Join us for some good vibes Monday through Friday from 12 to 5:30 and Saturday from 11 to 4. We are located at 44 West Villard Street in Dickinson, North Dakota. Hope to see you soon.
Let me take a drink.
Have a drink. Have one for me.
You know why?
Because the bar
is open.
Sit back, grab a cold one, and get ready for the news you didn't even know you needed.
From the frozen wasteland of western North Dakota to the tropical playground of Florida, it's time for tales of wonder and amazement.
Put the kids to bed and pour yourself a drink.
Lock the doors and close the blinds. Break out the cocaine and hookers.
It's time for Happy Hour News.
Welcome to Fuck Back, Sanchez. How the fuck you doing tonight?
You know, better than I was last week.
We're on video again.
Yep. Hey, everybody.
We're here. I got to give a quick shout out to Tales from the Podcast. Two guys, one Crip. I'm wearing their fucking shirt tonight. I just got it in the mail, and I got a sticker on my fucking laptop. Sanchez here put his on your front door, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I put most of my stickers on my front door. So cool. When them Jesus people come up, they just don't. Well, yeah, they just don't. They get about that far, and then they turn around and go.
But yeah, I want to give a shout out to JB and Mr. Chuck Nasty and Mr. Uncle Ron out there. They do a video horror podcast movie review. Not like your normal movie review, but this one is fucking cool. They just had on she was Barbara on the Night of the Living Dead remake.
I don't watch those movies.
Good, because I do. And that was a fucking hell of an interview, man. That was pretty fucking good. And
Swonk in the bus,
Mr. Greg Pettix. This is his comic book right here. And I got to tell you, I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to.
And the thing is he was one of our guests on a couple weeks ago, and he told us that the way they did this was he just wrote the script out, and then he turned it over to his buddy who would write the comic
around that. He illustrated
around that.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, if that's the way it went down, the guy's good.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good. This is old school comic
book. Stream of conscience shit.
Yeah.
Stream of conscience underground shit, and it's great.
And I hope everybody enjoyed our three-part special with Matt, Greg, and Brendan, because they're going to be coming on for our 100th episode.
That's going to be close to Halloween, huh?
It is on Halloween.
On Halloween.
And my boy Chuck Nasty and Josh, they're going to be on also, Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat. And I'm hoping to get Screaming Chewy on. We can have an hour and a half special.
That would be great. I might even break down and have a drink for that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I might.
Okay.
I might not.
And you might not. I ain't going to hold my fucking breath, because we all know your maybes and whatnots. And
they are exactly that. Maybes.
And whatnots.
And whatnots.
And I don't think so.
Well, maybe. Maybe not.
I hope everybody out there in podcast land and now video podcast land is having a great fucking time. I am over my fucking cold. Might have been COVID. Might not have been.
That wasn't COVID.
And Sanchez, sounds like he's over his cold. But yeah, he's still going to break his goddamn wire there.
It's my wire. If I want to fucking break it, I'll break it, all right? Mr.
Fidgety Pants over here.
That's what happens when you try to do this shit sober.
That's your choice, buddy.
Yeah, well, in case nobody's wondering, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm off the sauce so I can lose some weight. because I can either eat or drink.
Can't do both.
I can't do both.
But I want to give a fucking special heartfelt shout out to Shuby.
Oh, and his woman, Shuby, yeah.
Dana, they both got the COVID right now. And he called me up and said, dude, I was in contact with you guys. You better watch out. I'm like, I ain't fucking worried. My boy Sanchez vaccinated. I got his antibodies.
Yeah. By osmosis.
By osmosis. That's how we work around here. Bar's open.
Bar is open.
And I want to give a special shout out to that old band that you heard at the beginning of the show. That was Group Therapy. That was my old band from back in the day. And we have some good tunes, but I'm only going to play that little bit for you because that's it. That's all you get.
That's all you get.
That's all you fucking get. So what the hell you been up to, Sanchez?
Well, you know, I've been had a pretty fair week. The cold's kind of let up on me. I'm doing the diet thing.
That's good.
Dropping an average of a pound a day, which is pretty drastic.
So what's your goal to start drinking with us again?
Well, I'd like to hit 250.
Well, how many more pounds is that?
That's 20 more pounds.
So if you've been dropping a pound a day, and you've been saying 20 pounds for the last two weeks.
Well, I started out at 300, all right?
I don't care what you started at. The last 2 weeks, you said at 20 pounds, you were going to start drinking with me again.
I lied.
Right?
I lied. But
you lied.
If I can hit 250, I'll be pretty fucking happy.
Ah,
because I will not have weighed that much for almost 3 years now.
I'm surprised I'm in as good a mood as I am right now because lately, work has drugged me fucking down. Let me tell you. I plan on quitting that fucking job soon. And I don't care about saying that on the air because I know those fucking guys don't listen.
There ain't nobody listening to our shit.
What?
There ain't nobody listening to our shit.
Well, you got to talk into the mic, Sanchez. No. Yeah, you got to have a brain and want to listen to what other people have to say if you're going to listen to fucking podcasts.
Better hope they ain't listening to our shit.
What are they going to do, fire me? Then yeah. I get unemployment. Yeah. What the fuck ever. No, but I'm burnt out. I am fucking burnt out of my job. I haven't had a vacation, an honest vacation, in close to 3 years. And that's not fucking good.
No, it's not good.
Every time I try to take vacation, they say, well, get back to me next week. We'll see what's going on. You know what that tells me? That tells me that I'm good to take vacation, but they want to make sure that nothing else comes up so they can keep me fucking there.
Well, they just don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit. If they cared, they would say, dude, why aren't you going to take some vacation? Don't you think you need some time off? Because they don't care about you. They care about their bottom line.
Yep.
You know, and you also got to remember that you don't have a job or you don't have a life so you can have a job. You have a job so you can have a life.
Yeah, you don't live to work or you work to live.
Right.
I was hoping I didn't say that backwards and sound like a fucking idiot.
Well, you are pretty burnt out.
I am. I come home and I'm a zombie. Unless I can have a couple drinks, I'm not me. I used to love what the fuck I did, you know. I love welding. I got a compliment the other day from this truck driver.
Yeah?
He goes, holy fuck, dude, that looks brand new.
Well, you're an outstanding welder.
And I was like, that's what I do, man. And then my boss looked at it, he goes, yeah, that'll have to do.
Yeah, well.
You son of a bitch. Anyways, fuck them.
Fuck
'em. If anybody out there in podcast land is dealing with the same shit I am, don't be afraid to say fuck them and walk away.
That's right.
Your fucking mental health is way more important than their fucking bottom line. So,
how about some Florida man?
We got some Florida man. We had an interview with a Florida man last weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Or last week. Wasn't a Florida man. It was a guy in Florida.
We touched on Florida a little bit.
And hold on before we stick to this Florida man segment. My buddy and I, we had to go out on a field job on Monday, I think it was, or Tuesday. And we worked with these guys. It was a 3-man crew. And they do these rock sculptures for pools.
Okay.
And like backyard, like grottos. I mean, it's foam, but it's covered in styrofoam.
Oh, okay,
it's
yeah.
It's concrete. It's these
full rock sculptures.
Yeah. And this guy, he was from Florida.
Oh, yeah?
He's like, I'm like, dude, you from Pensacola? He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I went to A school. Oh, you went to NASS. I'm like, yeah. And then we kind of got talking about Florida. And then we talk about Pinellas County and Pasco. And he's like, dude, your buddy down there in Pinellas, he's right. He goes, you go across the county line and it's a different country, yeah. Pretty much.
It's like redneck city, huh?
Well, it's different from from what you were in. I mean,
it's rural. It's like moving different from Denver to Bismarck, you know?
Well, could you actually go from like Denver, well, I guess back in the day, then to Loveland, which weren't connected, but now are connected.
Yeah.
Something like that. It
used to be an hour drive from Loveland to Denver.
But now
when I moved here, it was like moving to another country. I moved here from a college town in Oregon. Hippie city. Everybody had long hair and beads. There was a troll living under every bridge. You know, there was every street corner had some, you know, no good Nick standing on it with a sign, you know, spare changing and begging for money. There was probably 18 places you could get a free meal just about any time of day. You know, it was just, hey, man, peace, love. I moved out here. The nearest fucking store is 25 miles away. Ain't nobody giving you shit for nothing.
No.
And there ain't nobody standing on a street corner because in the wintertime you will die.
Yep. Yep. That's how it is here. I mean,
it was a bit of a culture.
Night and day difference, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now what do we got for Florida man? Well, we got
this Florida man was worried about vampires.
Right? Vampires?
Yeah.
It's almost Halloween time.
It must be. So what does he do?
He burns down his house. He
burns down his house. He can't get in.
Well, vampires can only come in if you invite them. And if you burn down your fucking house...
They ain't coming in.
Well, you don't have a house. So, yeah, they're coming in.
I'd say that's pretty... No, they can't come into a place that doesn't exist.
Well, yes, so you're fucked.
You're fucked. Because you no longer have a
house. Was he in it when he burned it down?
Well, it says here, a Daytona Beach man was arrested this week after police said he burned down his house after screaming about vampires.
Nosferatu.
He faces charges of aggravated battery and arson on the vampires? Daytona Beach police said Weaver's wife sought to have him committed for mental health reasons.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they got there around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He was acting... Says weird. He was acting rationally, but I think that's a typo.
Irrationally. Yeah.
And police determined that he could not be involuntarily. Oh, he was acting rationally. Couldn't be involuntarily committed under the state's Baker Act.
Ah. So he couldn't be committed?
He couldn't be because he was, when they showed up, he was acting rationally. Not irrationally. Rationally.
But his house is burned down.
Well.
He burned it down.
By 7 p.m.,
okay. Was he standing outside with the garden hose? All right,
well, I don't think he had burned the house yet. I think this is just the wife calling to say,
this motherfucker is about to burn the house down. Running around
talking about the vampires.
Okay.
And by 7 p.m., Weaver grew angry and began hitting his wife and breaking windows with his cane. The vampires are going to defend themselves, he shouted, according to the arrest report. He then set fire to the home, throwing ceiling insulation onto the stove. His wife was in the house at the time of the fire, but she managed to escape unharmed.
Did they have any kids?
I'm thinking the guy looks kind of oldish.
Grandkids?
Yeah, maybe grandkids. I don't think there's any in the house. It didn't say. The house was completely destroyed in the fire.
So were the vampires, obviously. Yeah.
I wonder if they finally got him in the hospital.
He's going to burn down that fucking hospital. Maybe he was that guy smoking crack in the hospital and burned down the emergency room.
I think that was a little while ago, wasn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah,
you got another Florida man?
Another Florida back-to-back, buddy.
Florida man 70 slams child because playground was too noisy. Yeah, this motherfucker slammed down a 10-year-old.
Yep.
Because he had a problem with the kids playing.
They were over there making kids, too much noise.
Like kids do. They play. And they hoot and holler. Just a little bit ago, we had my girl upstairs, and her little friend from across the street was playing. And within the first 30 seconds, I wanted to pull my fucking hair out.
Yeah. Oh, it's, you know, I can handle even the thumping and the bumping and even the giggling, but that's screaming. Holy cats.
She got wound up. She got pretty fucking excited.
Yeah.
She had a friend here to play.
Yeah, well, that doesn't happen
all the time. Could you imagine 10 of them in a playground?
In a playground, yeah.
And then fucking, what was he, your age? Come outside, get off my lawn! Yeah,
get off my
lawn! Boom!
Come body here, slam! Shithead.
So what's the story?
Well, it doesn't say a whole lot about it other than they arrested the guy on child abuse charges in Florida, Clearwater, took him to the Pinellas County Jail. Officials say there were several kids having fun at the playground around 6:30 p.m. when the man stomped out of his nearby apartment, annoyed at the noise.
6:30.
Picked up a 10-year-old child by the shirt and slammed the kid to the ground.
Jesus fuck, man.
The kid wasn't seriously hurt, but yeah, the guy got carted
off.
Well,
I tell you what, if that was my kid, that old man would be seriously fucking hurt.
Oh, yeah,
hurt.
Yeah. No, there's no
and
doubt
if I would have been there to witness that.
Yeah.
This is where? Clearwater?
Yep.
Brandon!
Let us know, buddy.
Let us know, buddy.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't even have been my kid. If I saw anybody pick up a kid like that and throw him down, yeah, I'd probably be in jail, but that's okay. Something. I wouldn't mind.
Exactly. What's next?
I don't know.
Oh, you're the one with the stories. I'm here.
Turn on the
that monitor. Ain't going to help me find stories.
Oh, okay. So so Netflix is going to do
Florida
Man series.
We brought this up a while ago that Netflix was doing a Florida Man series. Where is it filmed?
North Carolina.
Wouldn't you want to film it in Florida?
I'm sure there's a plethora of reasons why they don't want to do it in Florida. Probably the first reason is they don't want to have to deal with Florida men. You know what I mean?
But that's the show.
Yeah, but the thing is if you're trying to do a show about Florida man and everything's got to be serious, the last thing in the world is you want some out-of-fucking-control Florida man breaking onto your set.
That would be the first thing you wanted. That'd be the first thing I fucking want.
This is not like a documentary. This is like a drama series.
Oh, I thought it was a documentary about the crazy shit going on.
No.
Reed Sanchez.
Okay. I got to tilt my screen a little bit. The moonlight set on Florida's movie industry 5 years ago, turning the Sunshine State into a quiet place for cinematic-themed business opportunities.
What?
So evidently, Florida pissed somebody off.
Cinematic business opportunities?
Yeah. Well, nobody wants to make their movies there.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Maybe they're because they're required to wear a mask or wear a mask.
I think it's been happening for longer than that. I think what it was is that the people in Florida are the city governments, they just wanted way too much money. They wanted too big of a cut of the action, you know?
For like fees and licenses and permits.
Georgia, the state of Georgia and the movie industry had a really nice deal where Georgia would get a bonus to its tourist industry. Every time they would make a movie, like a big blockbuster movie in Florida, they would advertise the shit out of it. Or Georgia, yeah. And it was really cheap for them to make their movies there because it actually did bring a lot of income to the state of Georgia.
So what's wrong with that?
There's nothing. But Florida says, no, if you're going to make movies here, we want a cut. We just want straight cut of money.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not what it says here, but I remember reading about that. All right, so Florida Man stars Emmy-nominated Edgar Ramirez, star of Netflix's Yesterday.
I haven't seen it.
And Jennifer Garner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is she the Florida woman?
Official Netflix description.
Is she going to be Vanessa?
That would be cool. Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
A little old.
I wouldn't mind seeing Jennifer Garner flicker bean.
Hey, the official Netflix description of the show is spot on Florida Man, the meme of all things in the state nutty. Even has its own Twitter feed. In Florida Man, when a struggling ex-cop is forced to return to his home state of Florida to find a Philly mobster's runaway girlfriend, what should be a quick gig becomes a spiraling journey into buried family secrets and increasingly futile attempts to do the right thing in a place with so much wrong. Yeah, so it's not going to be like...
It's not going to be like our show.
Right.
Like our Florida Man show.
You was thinking like, what do they call that?
Yes.
Reality TV show?
Yes, yeah, well, no. Semi-reality.
Yeah.
The only reality TV show that I've ever seen is Cops.
Well, there's like this Survivor thing. Yeah, but
that's not reality.
That's scripted reality.
That's scripted.
Yeah.
Cops is, all right, we're going to go drive around. What the fuck?
Well, it
and
turns out that...
Get on the ground!
Some of that stuff was kind of scripted. They would kind of make a plan as to where they were going to go because they knew if they went to certain places.
Well, yeah.
There was always something. Well, they exactly. Might not normally be doing that day, but when you got the camera in the car, you know. Same thing with, what was that one that was just on A&E?
A&E. I don't have cable.
Live Police or some shit.
Oh, Live PD?
Live PD, yeah.
That was kind of good.
Yeah, but, you know, they got kicked out of, a few places because the cops weren't actually behaving like they're supposed to, and they got, a bunch of lawsuits because the shit was...
You mean they were behaving like they really do?
Yeah, like they really do. And then so the police department said, you know what? I don't think we need this kind of publicity anymore.
Yeah, we're gonna cancel this show right now. So you got a poor guy, don't you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, which one is it?
That lottery winner, guy with lottery ticket, ends up drowning. And they find the lottery ticket in his pocket.
I didn't see that one in my list.
Well, revise your fucking list.
Well, I mean, God, I only got 40 fucking stories up here.
Well,
I got one about a masturbating woman licked in pleasure herself on an officer's arm.
Is this another Florida one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this first half of video, audio, whatever, is going to be Floridaganza.
I guess.
Floridaganza. Florgasm.
Nicole, check out this name.
Yeah.
Nicole,
check out this picture.
Nicole Shankster.
Yeah, I'll shank her.
34 years old.
God damn, she's hot.
Yeah, she's not bad looking.
She's got that.
We haven't seen all of her, though.
I don't care.
You know, I thought Vanessa was not bad looking either, but then I saw a couple of other pictures. a little ganky.
She was fucking hit with every goddamn stick on the ugly tree.
That's right.
Well, check out this girl right here. We're going to put her up on the old monitor.
Yeah,
she ain't bad looking. She's got those Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah, she looks like she's high as shit.
I know. That means she ain't going to remember what the fuck
I do
to her.
So it turns out that there's better ways to meet the police than this. Okay, we got...
Yeah, that's my dog because, you know, people need to come through the door.
Yep. He's a good dog. I mean, he takes good care of you guys.
He's my Brinks.
Ain't nobody sneaking in.
He's my Brinks.
Okay, so she was pleasuring herself on a cop's arm. So her name is Nicole Shankster. She's 34.
All right, people, picture this.
Yeah. Ooh.
That reminds me of a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Was she humping the cop's arm?
I think so, yeah.
How do you get a dog from stop humping your leg?
You stick your thumb up his ass, don't you?
No, you suck his dick.
Oh, gee. Okay.
That's all right.
I guess. Yeah, cop said Shankster acted out that day, and by acted out, we mean masturbated. A police officer said she tried to stop her, but the suspect did intentionally sexually satisfy herself on my left arm and lick my right arm while I was restraining her from masturbating while in police custody.
It sounds like he was giving her a hug.
To her.
The cop?
Yeah.
The cop was a her?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like she was giving her a hug.
Yeah.
And the suspect kind of took it to the next level.
Well, she...
That's next level bullshit.
She got
right
an
there.
Intoxication charge, which
no
is a second-degree misdemeanor.
For just being drunk?
Well, she'll get 60 days in jail for that, but the battery charge is a little bit heavier.
Battery?
Yeah.
He just got off on her.
Well, you know, I guess she didn't appreciate it very much.
I bet she didn't get a reach around. Well, she didn't get off, and she got fucking pissed.
She got pissed, yeah.
Yep.
She got pissed. Get the fuck off my arm, you fucking bitch.
I am getting off on your arm. I am getting off.
Yeah, well, anyway. She's in the who's gal now.
In the jailhouse now.
That's
hey,
right.
Find that fucking poor guy story.
Well, let me get...
Well, maybe we'll do that for the second half.
Talk
what else you got?
Camera.
What else you got? We'll get it for the second half.
I got
half.
Tons of shit here, buddy.
I know. How many fucking tabs you got open?
Commander Cody died.
Yeah.
77 years old.
Well, I guess somebody, you know, kept driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Yeah. I used to have one of his albums. It's pretty good. I mean, if you like that swing music. Dollar Tree. Matt.
Hey, Mr. Fumble Penis yourself.
Yeah. So the Dollar Tree... Dollar for everything, not anymore.
What the fuck's happening with that? What happened?
Well, evidently their shipping prices have gotten out of control.
Well, you know what
it
is.
What they're going to do is they're going to open up a new section called Dollar Tree Plus.
Plus, more money.
So things will be like $5 in that section.
It's going to be more like a Family Dollar now.
It's probably going to be more like that, yeah.
Well, what I heard, you know, everybody was all freaking out because of the toilet paper and everybody's buying it up. You know what it actually is? There's not a shortage of toilet paper anywhere. It's a shortage of truck drivers.
Oh, yeah. No, that's delivery stuff. It was logistics.
And that's why, you know, I just saw an article about the U.S. mail, the Postal Service is going to start to slow down because there's a shortage of post office drivers.
No. No,
this, and the this school is, bus systems, this is there's a shortage of bus drivers.
This is a 10-year plan.
Oh, here we go. Conspiracy theory Sanchez.
No, it's that's what it is.
Okay.
It's been well publicized that they're instigating a 10-year plan to intentionally slow down the mail.
Okay.
And raise prices.
And aliens are real.
Dude, this is the official United States Postal Service release. I just read it yesterday.
Why didn't you have that story up?
Because it's, who the fuck wants to hear about that shit? We got Florida.
We're talking about it now.
Well, but it's not because you can't get postal delivery people or anything like that. They're doing this on purpose, saying that it's going to better serve the public. That's their reasoning.
We'll see.
So that's, probably the same reason that they destroyed $47 million worth of postal sorting equipment. Destroyed it. Didn't just take it out. They destroyed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Rotten bastards. So anyway, yeah, Dollar Generals, or I mean, not Dollar General.
It's going to be a Dollar General.
Yeah, probably. Except, you know, the thing about Dollar General is they've got the same thing in every store.
Yeah.
All right. You know, where the Dollar Trees... they don't necessarily have the same thing in every store. All right. They get, you know, they have buyers that, depending on where the stuff comes from and what's available, they'll ship like, you know, 20 cases of a certain kind of soft drink to this store and then 10 cases of a different kind of lunch meat to this store, you know, until it's gone. Because what they do is they buy salvage mostly. that's what it is. It's salvage food.
Are you going to eat that?
Yeah. Well, it's like food left over, like, from a
prisons.
No, from like
schools.
A trucking accident or a shipping accident. Or you don't know this?
Are you gonna eat that?
But the Dollar General.
So the last time you heard about a fucking like a monster truck or a fucking a cargo truck spilling its goods on the fucking highway. Dollar Tree is right behind him with a fucking shovel, it's picking him up and saying, I'll buy that for a dollar.
That's not what it is. It's like when a truck goes to make a delivery.
And they crash?
And they look at the stuff and they say, we're refusing this delivery.
Send it to the tree.
Yep, send it to the tree. And then they have major auctions. Dude, you laugh like you don't believe this shit.
I laugh because it's fucking funny.
They have big auctions where they sell all this salvage stuff off.
To the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, there used to be just salvage stores before they incorporated things into the Dollar Trees and things like that, dollar stores, where you would go and there would be like, you know, tons and tons, like crates. Like half of them would be all crushed and stuff.
Chiller of the week. Yeah. More dumb shit we can eat.
That's right.
Chiller of the week.
Then there used to be...
Hey, Matt!
There used to be five and dime stores.
I'm upstairs! I love your show, man. Everybody out there, if you don't know what we're talking about with the tree, listen to the Fumble Penis Podcast. You will or will not regret it. What else we got, Sanchez?
Let's see. Oh, this guy. We did a story... few years ago about this guy that had a bumper sticker on his truck down in Florida. It said, I eat ass.
It was a guy.
A guy, yeah. A man, okay. A guy. His name is Dylan Shane Webb. And so they arrested him for it. This cop said, nope, that's profane. I ain't going to let you put that on there. I want you to take it off. So the guy didn't. He said, no, I ain't fucking taking it off.
First Amendment, motherfucker.
My First Amendment right. So the cop charged him with having the lewd bumper sticker and resisting an officer for not taking it off. All right, so they...
Or disobeying a direct order or some shit like that.
The cop told him that you need to take it off, and he said no, so he's charged him with resisting, which is a total fucking dick move.
But federal judge say?
Well, the charges were dropped because the DA said, no, it's fucking First Amendment. You can't, we can't charge him for that shit. It's never going to fly. Well, the guy wanted to sue the cop, right? So that went to court in front of a federal judge, and the federal judge says, well, wait a minute. I don't think that's protected under the First Amendment per the Florida, profanity law. So,
What I understand from that is what I've been told from other cops here in North Dakota is if it offends somebody, it's against the law.
No. See, that's the whole thing about the First Amendment. It protects speech that offends people. There is no right in the United States to not be offended.
Okay.
So, but what their specific law says is that if it describes or shows or depicts a sexual act, that is not First Amendment protected speech. So the judge is saying that, well, because it says I eat ass, it's depicting or describing a sexual act. So that's
what if
that's,
they would just say I toss salads?
That probably would be too vague to say that it's not protected.
Or
I mean, the thing is it doesn't say I toss salads or I, fertilize eggs or anything. What it says was I eat ass.
What if he eats donkeys?
Well, maybe he would have to,
clarify. Why specify that. Why specify?
I think that he should be able to do it myself, yeah.
Well, I've seen tons of fucking bumper stickers and shit that have questionable fucking things on it, and I can't think of them offhand, but... A caption underneath, like on Facebook, would say, well, what would be your first thought? It's like, well, it's the First Amendment.
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
Right. But that's something to remember is that in America, nobody has the right to not be offended.
Yeah. That includes with this show.
Yeah.
And that concludes the first half of our fucking show. All it flew by, man.
Yes, it did.
It fucking flew by. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to our YouTube special. Once again, subscribe. Hit the little fucking bell if you want to, hear a ding when we upload shit. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either.
We got a swag store. You go to happyhournewsteam.com, and up on the top, there's a fucking...
Very top part of the page.
Whatever he said.
Yeah.
You will find our store. And if you enter the promo code HHNT until October 31st, you will get $5 off your order.
Nice.
So... Nobody's ordered shit yet. And I don't expect anybody to because fuck you. Who
the fuck would?
How are we doing now?
Well, it sounds better.
Yeah, Does it? Sounds a lot better, yeah.
Yeah, don't have that. Whatever that.
That chirping noise?
I don't know if it's called a chirping noise, but yeah.
I'm right. Are we back?
We're always back.
Together again for the first time.
I want to welcome back the wife of Pants. She's going to join us for the second half of this fucked up floraganza.
Hi, Carrie.
Howdy, folks. Ooh, now I'm really loud. I'm really there. Woohoo.
Woohoo?
Woohoo.
You woohooing?
I'm woohooing.
At least you're not oofdaying again.
Well, I'm always oofdaying.
Yeah, I know.
Well, when you have 20 extra pounds in front of your stomach, it's anything is an oofda.
Tell me about it.
And you're fading away.
Well, I don't know why I faded away. It wasn't me, because I talked normal, the same as I did before.
All right, so we got a poor guy.
That poor guy.
We were talking about this story a little bit before we took our break, and I couldn't pull it up right away. But it's a story about a Michigan man who won the lottery and promptly died.
That's what it feels like when you're broke down.
Earlier this month, yeah, on September 24th, he hit the lottery for $64,000 or something like that. And
oh, wow.
They found his body in Saginaw Bay.
He drowned.
He drowned, and he had the winning lottery ticket in his pocket.
I made a comment on our local news site because they ran this story. I was like, so, is that ticket still any good?
Yeah, it is. It's a bare bond.
No, it's not. It's null and void since he died before it was claimed.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, whoever finds it should be able to cash it in.
All right, that's what I would think.
Because you can will a lottery ticket.
I think he fucking signed it, though.
If he signed it, that might be a deal.
Yeah.
But I know you can will a lottery ticket. Like, if I had a lottery ticket and then it was...
You'd have to do that before you died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he died in his pocket.
Or if my will said all my worldly possessions would go to somebody, that winning lottery ticket would go to that person.
Right.
Go buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah. It was $45,000.
You know, that's a good chunk of change.
Yeah, no, that's a life changer right there. You know,
wow.
For a lot of people. For a lot of people. That's exactly how much I inherited, and that changed my life completely.
Yeah.
I mean, completely changed my life.
Yeah, you live in North Dakota now.
Yeah. Well, I was, for all intents and purposes, homeless. I mean, I was living.
But you chose to be. You said that yourself.
No, I had come in from then. I had come in by then. I was in low income or Section 8 housing through the VA, and that was going to be stopping.
But you said you chose to be homeless.
I did.
In the beginning.
Until I came back in.
In where?
From the cold to go come back to society. Because I checked out, dude. I mean, I fucking checked out. I didn't want to have nothing. I was sleeping behind, you know, like in parked cars and shit. And
dumpsters?
Yeah, well, almost.
Did you happen to see Vanessa?
No. They didn't have Vanessa where I was at. They just had old drunk.
They had other Nessas.
Yeah. Like Loch Nesses.
Loch Nessa. Dude, that could be your nickname, the Loch Nessa.
But anyway, that's a poor guy.
Oh, man, poor guy.
Poor lottery ticket.
I can imagine. The lottery now is like up to like $575 million. Could you imagine having that fucking ticket in your pocket and then checking out?
Yeah, it would be just my fucking luck.
Well, you'd be dead, so it wouldn't fucking matter.
What's like the third most popular thing to do in Florida?
Flicking your bean.
Flicking your bean in some public place.
Are we continuing with this Florida
Well, I
trend?
Just happened to come upon this one because there was...
you said you had 40 tabs up.
Yeah. So this gal, she was... people were shopping, and they wanted to look at this Jeep in this used car lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they walk up to this Jeep, and they look in it, and there's this naked gal in there just rubbing her out.
Scratching the record.
Flicking the bean.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a 2010 Jeep Wrangler. It was parked outside Bob Tyler Toyota dealership in Pensacola.
Hey, I've been there.
Yep.
You're 11 years old, the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the girl, right?
I hope not.
A homeless woman was inside pleasuring herself, the guy told the cops.
She was homeless. Not at the time. She had a Jeep stand.
No, I thought it was
not technically homeless.
Car lot.
So anyway, yeah, evidently being naked and masturbating in public is the thing to do in Florida.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know. It's fucking hot there. I guess.
Go wrestle a gator.
So this guy, did you read this in Ohio?
Oh, we're done with that story?
Yeah, well, that's all there was.
Oh, okay. I mean,
it was just another, you know, average story about a naked woman in Florida masturbating where people can see her.
Well, not really. She was in a Jeep.
If people saw her.
Well, I guess if they wanted to go test drive it.
It wasn't her Jeep. It was on a car lot. Yeah.
Well, how the fuck she get into it?
Probably open the door, yeah.
Doors are locked.
Not clearly necessarily.
Clearly not. Unless
not necessarily. You know what? I worked in a used car lot in Oregon, and there's a lot of times we didn't lock the doors because it was cheaper to have somebody get in them than it was to replace a window.
But still, the keys are on that little lock box on the window, aren't they?
Yeah, but right. Now if the door's unlocked, you can get in and masturbate.
It's better than you breaking the window and going in and masturbating.
I mean, the thing is...
Well, I suppose you cut your ass on glass then.
Probably. If you've got 30 cars in a parking lot and you get a rash of break-ins, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a week on windows. Because if there's something in there the thief wants, he's going to break the window. So you leave the car unlocked so the thief can open up the door and rifle through it. And if there's nothing to steal, he'll move on to the next one. And the trick is, don't leave anything in there to steal.
Okay, right. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's how she got in, is she just probably was pulling handles on doors.
She's used to that motion, huh?
And she found one was unlocked. She got in. She was going to take a nap, but she figured it's awful hot, so she took her clothes off.
And started pulling the handle.
Then that smell of rich Corinthian leather got to her.
New car smell. She's like, oh, I like this. I'm going to pull my handle a little bit.
There you go.
Oh, fuck. So anyway, see, there was more to the story, you know.
I just made up in my head.
You're just jumping ahead to the next story. I'm like, well, let's elaborate on this.
That story that I just made up in my head.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a haunted house in Ohio.
Oh, fuck. This poor guy, too.
Yeah, this is a poor 11-year-old kid.
Well, what the fuck? Okay, read the story.
So this actor at an Ohio Fair's haunted house stabbed an 11-year-old boy in the foot while trying to scare him.
We could have probably saved that one for the 100th.
Damn, damn. Why would they have a real knife to stab even?
That's a good question.
Have a potential chance of stabbing anybody, let alone in the foot.
The thing was, what he was doing is he was hiding, and then when his kid come out, he would do it as he would like lurch forward, and he would stab at the floor to scare the kid.
Oh, yeah, you use a retractable blade.
Evidently, the kid reacted and jumped.
As one should, yeah.
And the guy pierced the child's Croc shoes and cut his big toe.
Crocs.
Although, if you want to buy a pair of those one day. They're for outside shoes. That's what I want them for.
Okay.
But anyways, why would he... Yeah, the question still stands. Why would he have a real knife that he stabs with? He should have one of those...
Especially around 11-year-old kids, because you know what the guy said. So, you know, he walked up to my son as if he was, and he was holding the knife, and his intentions were to scare him. But my son responded, the 11-year-old kid, saying, "That's fake. I'm not scared." So the guy showed him.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, one way to get. Fuck.
Anyway, the mother said, prosecuted. "I'm highly upset."
Yeah, as one should be.
As one should be. Yeah.
What the fuck, man? So this actor decided to pull out his real knife.
No, he was using a real knife to do this. A big butcher knife.
Oh, he shouldn't have used a real knife.
No,
that's the end of the story.
No, it was a dumb fucking the whole thing. Dumb fucking idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he getting charged with anything, or what the fuck's going to happen to this guy?
Here's the rest of it. Rodney Gifford, president of the Night Scream Entertainment, which owns the 7 Floors of Hell attraction, insists that the incident was accidental. I guess he got a little too close. It was a complete accident and poked the boy's toe. So he
should have been wearing steel toes.
Steel toe Crocs.
Well, not Crocs at all.
A pair of steel toe Crocs. Online ones.
Yeah, so evidently the people were pissed off about it because their kid got stabbed in the toe, And then the company just kept saying, accidents happen. Accidents happen.
You know, that kind of reminds me of those, like, full-on fucking haunted houses that you have to sign a waiver.
Oh, yeah, that's
and they'll fucking
heart attacks and shit.
They'll fucking, you know, touch you and grab you.
Yeah.
Put you in a fucking box and, you know, like the real deal haunted houses where it's, you know.
Yeah, where, like, they got spaghetti hanging down from a dark ceiling and stuff. When you walk through, all that shit gets all over. Ugh.
Well, no, these are ones that they can actually physically touch you and grab you.
Yeah, I've never been to them.
Well, you don't like haunted houses.
Yeah, it's...
You're not a Halloween guy.
I'm not a Halloween guy.
God damn it. Your loss.
I saw a recipe for caramel blood for cakes.
Oh, yeah?
Looks really good.
I just never saw the attraction behind it. I mean, it was great when I was like 9 or 11, you know?
9-11?
Yeah. When I was a little kid.
He skipped 10. He didn't even be 10 years old at all.
I don't remember 10.
Not much. I got great big giant chunks of my memory that don't exist.
So what the hell's this story here? Woman found bound, naked in Florida.
Storm drain. And I'm pretty sure this picture is not her.
Is she dead?
No.
No, she was found.
She was found with her legs strapped.
She was screaming.
Yeah, she screamed for somebody to fucking help her, let her out. The police say they found the woman who was not identified sitting at the bottom of the drain with straps on her legs. Police had to call the fire department to remove the grate covering the drain and then lift her out. They said she was a transient who had stayed at a nearby hotel in August for a few days.
She was a homeless gal.
While police spoke with a person she had stayed with, the hotel staff didn't recognize her. So she was just staying at this hotel. She wasn't like renting a room. She was just staying with somebody else.
She was a squatter.
Yep. Police said the woman would not cooperate with them.
Because it got her.
What?
It got her.
Oh, we all float down here. She was trying to float, right?
Did
they find a red balloon beside her? Oh, wait, you're not a horror guy. We can't.
Yeah, I never saw that
movie. Can I ask him that?
We can't.
John doesn't know
what that is. He doesn't understand it.
I did not see it.
Oh, it is a good movie.
Okay. I was going to watch it just because Tim Curry was in it. Then they made a new one.
Well, you can still watch the Tim Curry one.
Well, actually, the book is way fucking better.
Now, the book I wouldn't mind. I don't mind those things like in a book or something because I like Stephen
King. Book's always better.
Always.
All right. There's
boy hospitalized after measuring the inside of his penis using a USB cable.
Say, why? Oh, yeah. God, no.
And they've got
why?
A picture of the USB cable.
Oh. Is it like a C cable or a...
It's, no, it looks like it's a regular old... Well, it might be a micro USB. I'm not sure.
Well,
God, I hope it's not one of them big-ass ones like you use for a printer. You know?
Maybe he's got a big dick.
Yeah.
Or a big flim-flam hole.
He was 15.
Oh, well, we don't want to speculate that.
He was hospitalized after inserting a USB cable in his penis in a highly dangerous attempt to measure its length.
Did he try plugging it into the wall?
I'm wondering, was he trying to measure the length of the cable or his penis? Because this fucking cable's got to be 6 feet long.
Maybe he's
Must have been the inside of his urethra. He wanted to evidently measure his urethra.
Well, he lives in the UK. He showed up at the emergency department of his local hospital with an unusual problem. As well as having a knotted USB cable inserted some distance into his penis, numerous attempts to remove it himself had led to him losing quite a lot of blood in his urine.
Well, which end was it? The computer end or the phone end?
It says the two distal ports of the USB wire were found to be protruding from the external urethral meatus.
So he bent it in half and shoved it up there.
He kinked it and ran her up to see who
it's. Oh, my gosh, that doesn't sound comfortable at all.
That's a lot better than shoving one end up there.
Well, in all reality, I personally would just snip one end off, tape it off somehow.
Oh!
How about we don't stick shit up our urethra, okay?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
You know?
Never mind.
You got her all turned down.
Yeah.
So, which moves us right next to our next story, which happens to be on the same page.
You know, they make catheters for that kind of thing. You could just use a freaking catheter.
You got to have like a nurse do that shit. And then a catheter, there's a purpose. Well, you don't kink the catheter and shove it up there all titty wampus.
It's supposed to go up your urethra, not the other way around.
French Foley catheters, you know how they work? I knew a guy that had to do this all the time. It's a long tube. It's got a balloon at the end.
Oh, so it.
And so you have to shove it all the way up in there, and then you have to inflate the balloon so it doesn't come out.
Or because your urethra is collapsed, and they have to have a way to open it.
No, it's the balloon's in there to sit inside your bladder. So you pump the balloon. So as you're moving around the tube,
pump up the jam, pump it up, pump it up.
So here's the next headline on our list. Man ejaculates out of his anus for 2 years.
Oh, God, this could be another poor guy. Ugh.
Yeah.
Why are we bringing such dark stories again? What are you finding this shit, Sanchez?
I get them on Reddit, you know. This is on my Facebook feed.
Plus, I fucking love science.
Yeah, man. I love fucking science. Once his mother was out of the room, he confessed to the doctors that he had inserted. Oh, that's the same one,
huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here's a picture of the
dude, he's got all sorts of fucking shit going on up there. No, that's he did have the fucking computer in.
That's hanging out. Let's see, where is it? I think the end of
it. It's a maze. We're going to post this picture on happyhournewsteam.com. Check it out. You can find, if you find your way out of the penis, we will send you a t-shirt. How about that?
I think this is the end of his penis here, and that's the knotted part that was stuck inside of him. So he kept pushing it in, and it got this far, and it started balling up into a knot.
Yeah, because it didn't have enough. Because
he should have not been doing that.
Yeah, he should have not been doing that.
Ugh.
Yeah, the kid wasn't even drunk. So insertion of a wide variety of objects has been documented, they write, including needles, pins, iron wires, and pistachio shells.
Same guy?
No, these are different things.
I thought he might have been like a repeat customer, like a frequent flyer. Oh, it's Jimmy again. He's got a fucking USB cable up his flim-flam.
But I'm sorry, people. Why do you, especially the man's penis, the urethra is so small compared to...
Not his.
Not anymore.
Right, not anymore. But it's like, it's a small opening. Why would you want to shove anything up there? Why?
That's a very good question. That's like the $100 question.
I think that is the $100 question.
Evidently, people like to experiment.
Well, it's just
you just said that they found people putting iron wires up there.
Iron wires.
Pistachio shells, needles.
Jesus, fuck.
Needles, of all things, needles. They poke. They're pointy. They hurt.
Maybe it was backwards.
Of course, there's like people who like poking their balls with needles and stuff.
There's people that accidentally shove shit up their rectum, which nothing goes up your ass accidentally. I'm sorry to say.
Except for that old Johnny joke, you know.
Johnny fucker faster?
No, where Johnny went back to school his first day and they had to stand up and talk about what happened during their summer vacation. Johnny got up and says, well, my daddy was climbing up on a ladder. He was painting a house and he fell off the ladder and landed on a rake and went right up his ass.
Oh, I remember that.
Teacher said, Johnny, you mean rectum? He said, rectum hell, killed him.
But some people like pain and I guess maybe that's part of it too.
It was that Alfred Packer, that...
Packer.
Hannibal.
Packer.
His deal was he would see how many needles he could shove into his scrotum and then wear his pants with the needles in there.
Maybe that's where they got the idea for Pinhead movie.
Could be. Right? So anyway, this guy, he's got this problem where he's ejaculating out of his anus.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right, for like 2 years, right, before he said anything? Yeah.
They documented that they have called a curious case of rectal ejaculation. I wonder if he was shitting out his dick.
Was this the same guy shoving USBs up his ass?
No, this is a different guy.
Because that's the only way I could see this happening is if you have a history of shoving shit up your urethra and you poke a hole and it goes into your rectum somehow.
This guy had, when
you bust a nut, you're actually busting a... Nut?
So he actually did have a hole.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
A 33-year-old man sought medical attention after 5 days of pain in his testicles. This turned out to be the latest in a long line of problems in that general area. For the last 2 years, he had been passing gas in his urine, urinating fecal matter, and passing a substantial amount of urine and semen from his rectum.
So you
there
think,
isn't even a fancy medical word for it.
No, there isn't, because they're two different tubes.
Yeah. So you think that clearly, when he got his wife pregnant, he scissored her and just farted in her pussy?
I don't know. Well, it turns out he had a hole in something.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. CT scan produced a much taint. Better look at the problem, and yes, that can be seen with a finger.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. The scan showed a gas-filled structure. Further tests confirmed the presence of a fistula, an abnormal passageway, between the urethra and the rectum,
mm-hmm,
through which the various fluids and solids had been passing.
So he was queefing out his penis?
Yeah, he was. When he'd take a leak, he would pass gas. Yeah,
out his
dick. He was spitting, yeah.
And then
and fecal matter.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. So when he rubbed one out, he was farting sperm.
Yeah, you know, he's probably leaving brown spots in his favorite sock. You know,
ooh. I'm just trying to think of any woman.
Don't think too hard.
No, I'm just thinking about a woman who would have intercourse with him may have get shit up her cooch, and that's not good at all for us.
No, but I'm just saying that maybe, you know. He's like, baby, I got a better idea.
Yeah.
Scissor me, and I'm going to fart in your pussy and get you pregnant.
I'm going to back up to you, baby. Back up. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, they found out that 2 years prior, around the onset of symptoms, he had been in a three-week coma following cocaine and phenylcyclidine intoxication.
You all right there, Mr. COVID?
Yeah, I need a drink of water.
Okay.
I'm dry. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. So, this is another poor guy.
Oh, he was fitted with a Foley catheter, which was the injury he was likely caused by. So he did. He was catheterized.
All right.
And
so
whoever put the catheter in
did it wrong.
Punctured his
urethra.
Yeah, and then there's no connection.
There's a fucking lawsuit waiting to happen there.
God.
Where is this at?
This was
in. Was this in England, too?
Trying to see here.
You're scrolling too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it says.
Whatever. Yeah, want to know, because I don't want to go to that hospital.
Yeah, don't go to there. Fucking goddamn it.
And have that nurse, because you know it's a nurse.
I don't see where it says here.
All right, wherever it is, don't go there. All right. I want to thank everybody for joining us again. We didn't bring you the fucked up animal facts, because Sanchez had fucking 40 plus tabs up here, and we tried to get to them all, but we still have 15 or so left.
Yeah, we didn't even get to the one where the guy was trying to convince people that they should breathe through their testicles.
Hey, let's do that one real quick.
Yeah, there's a politician.
In New Brunswick. Imagine that.
Yeah.
In New Brunswick?
Yeah, the Nicholas in New Brunswick, Canada. So he's... He's telling people, he says, you should breathe through your testicles.
How?
Well,
visit this doctor that poked a hole in this guy's fucking urethra, and you can breathe through your testicles, right?
He says, breathe deeply into your balls. Imagine your testicles expanding like lungs when you exhale. Imagine your testicles deflating like lungs would. Jesus. Most men never breathe through their balls consciously, he said. He promises his followers that by following his advice, they can become sexual alchemists who are a powerhouse both in and outside the bedroom.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, everybody have a good fucking week. We're gonna take you out with something we haven't done for a while, a bit of Gato del Rio.
Nice.
And see you next Tuesday.
Where you think?
Your balls.
I forget now how you got in my bed. I regret now letting you into my head.
I got a picture of you hanging in my shed. I'm grinding this head till it's bright for you. We'll be right back.
It's been so long. Now I think I'll do it again.
I've done this two or three times before, and if I do it right, I'll be doing it more with you. Everything for you. The last one lasted 2 days and nights, when it always feels so goddamn right with you. Everything for you. Every little thing I've done, I did for you. Oh,
oh, I was let down.
Yeah, yeah.
I was let down, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen it in your eyes at least a thousand other times. I was let down.
Yeah, yeah.
She was headstrong. I just wanna hold her hand, but she was so wrong. Gonna take her to the promised land.